Hi, good evening and welcome to a new podcast. This is the second episode of our first season. So this is a youth stand-up podcast, a podcast about careers, mainly targeting the youths and how they can develop and sharpen up their skills and maybe help them in a way or two to achieve their objectives. So preparing for an interview primarily means taking time to thoroughly consider your goals and qualification relative to the position and the employer. So to accomplish this, you should perform research on the company and carefully review the job description to understand why you should be a good fit. So let us look at these steps for preparing for an interview. So the first step that you need to take note of is step number one is to carefully examine the job description. So during your preparation work, you should use the employer's posted job description as a guide. So this should give you a guide of what is expected of you. So the job description is a list of the qualification, the qualities, and the background the employer is looking for an ideal candidate. So there are three things: qualification, the qualities, and background the employer is looking for. So the more you can align yourself with these details, the more the employer will be able to see that you are qualified. The job description may also give you ideas about the questions that may be asked during the interview. The second thing is consider why you are interviewing and your qualification, or rather, why are you going for that interview and are you qualified? Number three, perform research on the company and role. So this plays a very, very important role, because when researching on the company you are applying for is going to give you the context of your interview conversations. You're going to know, like, what are we going to talk about in this interview. It is also going to help you prepare thoughtful questions for your interviewers, because at times most of us may be asked, like, maybe you might be given now the chance to answer a question, and then you're there like you are not even prepared, don't even know the question to ask. So perform a research role, know the kind of questions they are going to ask you, and also know the kind of questions that you may ask. So this is divided into three categories. I'm going to name them A, B, and C so that we don't confuse. Remember, the major steps we are going numerically from number 1, 2, 3 as we go. Now these ones I'm going to name them, number them alphabetically. So A, research the product or service. So why should you do this? Even if the role is directly related to the company's product or service, you're still looking to be part of the team. So it is very important to learn all you can about the product or service the company produces and promotes. You don't necessarily need to understand each and every detail, especially if it is a technical product and you're applying for a non-technical product. But you should have a basic understanding of the main products or services the company offers. B, research the role. So the first one was research the product or service. So B, research the role. So it is important to read the job description carefully and make sure that you understand all the requirements and responsibilities that go along with it. This will not only prepare you with thoughtful, targeted questions about the position during the interview, but it will ensure that you are truly qualified and prepared to tackle the responsibilities if you get the job. So if possible, research similar positions and read reviews from individuals. These ones can be your friends, can be relatives, or anybody who had held such a particular position, so that you can get an idea of what the day-to-day activities will be. Also, another major thing is, during the interview, ask for clarification or details about the role so that things just get clear to you. Then C, research the company's culture. So modern companies usually have social media accounts and blogs and YouTube channels and so many, so you can get anything you need about the company from social media, or you can just generally from the internet. So research about the companies and look out for their social media accounts and blogs that discuss their company culture and industry. This information can give you an impression of the tone and personality of the company, as well as what they value. No matter how good a job seems, it is important that you fit within the company culture and share a similar personality and values. If you have questions about the workplace environment, culture, personality or values, be sure to ask during the interview. So most of us get this wrong because maybe there's something that you need to ask during the interview and you want to shy off. So always be sure that you get clarification about this. Always remember that the interview is just as much about you finding a good fit for your own work environment as it is about the company finding a good fit for the role. So it is a two-way traffic. You get what's good for you, at the same time the company gets what's good for the company. So knowing your values that align with the company ensures a very happy professional life. Number four, consider your answers to common interview questions. So while you won't be able to predict every question, like, okay, some you can predict, but you will not be able to predict all the questions. So while you won't be able to predict every question you'll be asked in an interview, there are a few common questions that you can plan and to answer for. You might also consider developing an elevator pitch that quickly describes who you are, what you do, and what you want. So that pitch enables you to get three things. So it describes you, who you are, what you do, and what you want. There are some jobs that may involve a test or evaluation during the process. For example, if you are interviewing for a computer programming or development or analytics role, you might be asked to write or evaluate lines of code. That's a very common thing. So it might be helpful to consult with colleagues in the industry, for example, if they have tests, have they been given tests, or when they were applying, were they given some tests to do? You should also prepare to discuss your salary expectations, just in case things. Remember, we talked about clarity. So if you are unsure about what the salary is, or if you are unsure about the appropriate salary to ask, then you can always check online about like the job descriptions, how much do they offer, so just in case, so that you become clear, you know, I mean, so that everything just becomes clear to you. So what are some of the common questions that are always asked in their interview? One of them is, why do you want to work here? So most of the employers will always ask you, why do you want to work here? Two, they'll ask you what interests you about this role, or why did you apply for this role? Then three, they'll always ask you, what are your greatest strengths? And don't forget, they'll also ask about what are your greatest weaknesses. So you should always be prepared to answer these kind of questions. Then number five, practice your speaking voice and body language, a very, 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 very important aspect of an interview. So it is important to make a positive and lasting impression during the interview process. You can do this by practicing a confident, strong speaking voice and friendly, open body language. I'll repeat that again. You can do this by practicing a confident, strong speaking voice and a friendly, open body language. While these might naturally come to you, you might also want to spend time performing them with trusted friends or family, or even in front of a mirror. So pay special attention to your smile. I'm smiling right now as I talk to you. Handshake and stride. So some guy was making some story about someone who walked into an interview and then the body language. So the first guy was qualifying. This guy had gone to a top national school, had joined a top national university, and had graduated with very beautiful grades. So this person was sure, like, if I go to this interview, I'm going to get this job. So when he walked into that interview, he just arrogantly walked in there, took the chair and sat down. And then the question came and he answered, and when they were done, he left. Then another person came in, this time she was a lady. She walked into the room, asked nicely if she could sit down. She was allowed to sit down. Then they talked through the questions, and then she was asked why she thought she was a good fit for that particular job. And then she explained very beautifully things to do with her curriculum vitae, the activities she had held at school. She was the captain. She was role. So she gave out a very detailed information about herself. And then during all this time, she was seated there smiling, you see. So that impression that you create, that long-lasting impression, you might not be really very qualified for a particular job, but your body language and how you interact with the people during that interview is going to create a very, very lasting impression during your interviews. So I know you need a motivation, because as you go through these steps, there's so many of them, and right now maybe we just need something to clear off our minds. So I'm going to give you a very beautiful piece of art. So this is a voice cover of I can't remember the song, but it was done by a very good friend of mine. The song is very beautiful, so why not listen to it, and maybe I'll give you the handle at the end of it so that you can check more of our work. So have a look at it.
When I need motivation, my one solution is my queen, 'cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner, right there when I want her. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, 'cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her.
So welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that. So that was a cheerleader cover done by Moyenga. You can check her Instagram handle at Real Moyenga. So that was cheerleader. I'm always struggling to pronounce that guy's name. I don't know whether it was done by, you call him Omi or Oemai, I don't know. I'm still struggling to pronounce his name 4 or 5 years down the line. So welcome back. We stopped at point number 5, so you're going to point number 6. So point number 6, prepare several thoughtful questions for the interviewers. So we said that most of the time it will be the interviewers who will be asking you questions, but it may get to a point where you will be asked by the interviewers to ask them a question. So most of the employers feel confident about candidates who ask thoughtful questions about the company and the position on offer. You should take time before the interview to prepare several questions for your interviewers or your interviewer, in that matter, if he or she is one, that show you have researched the company and are well versed about the position. Some of the examples of questions you can ask include things like, what does a typical day look like for a person in this position? Or why do you enjoy working here? Or what qualities do your most successful employees have? Or rather, you can ask, I've really enjoyed learning more about this opportunity, so what are the next steps in the hiring process? So these are some of the questions that you might ask during the interview. Then point number 7 is to conduct a mock interview. A mock interview is like a preamble to the interview. It's like a curtain raiser. So like you're going to sit down with somebody and maybe have a mock interview. Or you can sit down by yourself and assume that somebody interviewing you, so you are going to give the answers. So just like public speaking, the best way to prepare for interview by relieving anxiety is to improve your confidence. Practicing daily may be tedious, but repeatedly experiencing the interview process will make you more comfortable and help you have the right impression. If you have friends or family to help, you can conduct mock interviews as much as you can or for as long as you wish, so that you just have that confidence, so that you don't have that interview anxiety. Then the eighth thing that you need to do is to print hard copies of your resume or your curriculum vitae, as you call it. So most employers ask for digital copies of a resume with the application, but they may not have easy access to it during the interview itself. Happens all the time. So most of the time we send in our CVs through the internet, but when you get there, they can't find it. So having a hard copy is going to play or is going to help you a lot. You should also have at least 3 copies to provide for multiple interviewers, plus 1 for yourself to follow along. So if you have like multiple copies of your resume, even these people will say that you yourself are serious. So always have explanation. Questions may rise during the interview as they go through your CV. There's always this joke, like somebody is asking, why is there a silence between 2018 and 2020? What happened in between? And then somebody, and then the person jokes that I was in jail because I killed my last employer. So I'm not saying you should do that, but always have an answer for a question. A question might rise up during the interview, so you should always have an answer for that. Then number 9 is prepare your travel arrangements. Job interviews tend to be stressful for most people for many reasons, but getting to the interview can be a challenge in itself. If your interview is in an unfamiliar area or even an entirely new city, it can be a source of anxiety to find your way around and make sure that you show up on time. So what should you do? A, so this is number 9A. A, always leave early. So this may seem obvious, like, okay, I know the previous night or the night to the interview won't even sleep, so most of us leave, wake up early. So always leave early, but it's better to leave with plenty of time to get to your interview, even if it means arriving way too early. It's okay, it's normal, it's understandable. Then save the interview contact information. Even with plenty of time for you to communicate, I mean to commute, like to move around, sometimes situations out of your control can still cause you to be late. So if something happens and you know you'll be a little late, call your interview coordinator and make them aware of the situation. Don't keep these people waiting. You are the one who needs the job, and then your interview is scheduled for at 10. At 10:30 you're not showed up, nobody knows where you are, so they're waiting for you, and then you have to show up there, like, and then act like everything is okay. So always have a contact for one of the interview coordinator, then you communicate in case anything happens. So most people are empathetic to these situations, understand that some things can't be helped, like there's some things that you can't help really. So if you are letting them know in advance and have a reasonable explanation in this situation, the worst thing you could do is show up late without any notice and try to explain yourself. Even if it was me who was interviewing you to be my co-anchor, I won't give you that chance. So C, sorry, remember we are still at number 9C, search the location in advance. So nowadays there are plenty of ways to search for location. The most obvious one is Google Maps. You can just type the name of that location and then yeah, Google Maps directly. Then point number 10, sell yourself. Sell, full stop, your, full stop, self. So one of the biggest challenges in an interview is selling yourself. So most people are uncomfortable with this idea. But presenting yourself accurately and positively doesn't have to feel like a sale. The truth is that you have a professional skills and experiences that may set you apart from other applicants, so it is acceptable and expected for you to acknowledge them, to to your potential employer? Like, tell your employer what makes you stand out. Like, if you're looking for a salesperson, you can tell your employer, I can smile better, and you prove it, right? Like you smile. So when you prepare for a job interview, make note of your skills that relate to the role and think how your experiences and abilities can contribute to the overall goals of the department and company. Your answers will be somewhat short, so you want to choose the most positive and relevant information to share during the interview. Number 11, and the last one, is get ready to follow up after the interview. So most of us always go for the interviews, then after the interview, we go back home and sit and wait for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 2 years, they are still waiting to be called. So always make a follow-up. So after the interview, you should prepare a follow-up with your employer. Doing so reminds the employer of your conversation, shows them you are genuinely interested in the position, and gives you the opportunity to bring up points you forgot to mention. So here are the few steps you can follow when crafting a follow-up note. 1. In the first paragraph, mention the specific job title and thank you note for the interview. In the second paragraph, note the company's name as well as conversation point and goal that seemed especially important to the person you spoke with. Connect that point to your experience and interests. And the final paragraph, invite them to ask you any additional questions and close by saying you are looking forward to hearing back. So that is like your close-up note. So always remember to have that. It is like your punchline. Most of us who watch the local news, like in Citizen television, they always have like the news gang. So at the end of that bulletin, there's always a close-up. So what that person says at the end of that show summarizes everything they talked about throughout the show, and it is always the most remembered note. So always have this as your biggest part. Then the final tip, if you don't know the answer to a certain question, I'm just telling you this, don't tell this to any other person. So if you don't know the answer to a certain question, it is perfectly acceptable to pause for a moment and simply state, let me think about that for a moment. Like, be clear, don't mumble, don't look like somebody. You ask a question and then you don't have an answer, then you start fidgeting, you start touching your phone, you start panicking. So don't panic, just be composed, then just tell the person, let me think about that for a moment. Most of the employers will appreciate you taking the time to give them a thoughtful answer, and always be sure to provide specific examples wherever possible. Taking time to prepare for an interview will ultimately help you feel more relaxed and confident during the process. So I hope you enjoyed my company. Honestly, I enjoyed your company from anywhere you are listening from. So this was the Youth Stand Up Podcast, the podcast about careers and how to prepare for those careers. So I was your host, Seth, and this podcast is coming to you live from Kisumu. Today I don't want to joke about Kisumu, so let's just leave Kisumu as Kisumu, the third largest city in Kenya. So thank you for your time and see you next week. I was your host, and be blessed, and may God bless you.